You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. Plastic lattice panels are durable, low maintenance, and are easy to install. They're a great accent for deck skirting, garden trellises, and creating privacy walls. We stock a huge variety of colors and sizes to fit your project. Save big on lattice at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
I say chase your dreams, man. Do that thing, man, that keeps you up at night. That thing that bothers you, man, that makes you trip. You can't quit thinking about it. You always, that thing, man, that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a new idea. That's what you got to chase. Because anything else, it's going to disappoint you. You're going to forever be sad, man. If you don't chase that dream, you're going to forever be miserable, man.
You're born with a gift. If not that, then you get good at something along the way. And what you're good at, you don't take for granted. You don't betray it.
What if you do betray your gift?
Then you betray yourself.
Our minds are very similar to circuit breakers. When they blow, you gotta figure out what it is. Sometimes you just add it too much to your plate. Go back in your mind and figure it out.
The biggest single obstacle to success is the fear of failure. The antidote to the fear of failure is the habit of courage. And what we know is that you need two types of courage to succeed. The first type of courage is the courage to begin. It's the courage to launch with no guarantees of success. Someone once said that if all obstacles must first be removed, nothing will ever get done.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything.
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
The best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry for me. I had to figure out I wasn't going to be a punk kid all my life. So the only way I could turn around was to suffer. I had to build calluses in my brain the same way I built calluses on my hands.
When I said I wanted to win 8 gold medals, basically half the people in the swimming world thought I was absolutely crazy and nobody could ever do something like that. But for me, I was somebody who believed in it and somebody who believed in the process of getting there. I knew it wasn't going to happen overnight.
For me to become the man I wanted to become, I saw myself as the weakest person God ever created. But I never blamed God for anything he did to me. So I wanted to change that to be the hardest man ever created. Am I that? I don't know, but you had to have a goal. And my goal when I was sitting there, not going to school, being bullied, having no self-esteem, my goal was the only person that's gonna turn this person around is me. And the only way I can turn it around is put myself through the worst things possible a human being can ever endure. And that'd be the only way that I can build this brain to handle anything that comes in front of it, callousing my mind.
It's absolutely incredible. There's nothing better than standing on the podium listening to your national anthem play after you had just won a gold medal. But for me, I'm somebody who I knew that I had 7 other events after the first day. So I have to throw that in the back of my head. I got to throw that race out. I have to make sure I'm eating the right amount, I'm sleeping the right amount, my body is as fresh as I can possibly be. So that means sitting in an ice tank, getting massages, getting stretched, all of these small things that end up adding up to the major end result.
Dream big dreams. Develop a vision of yourself as happy, healthy, wealthy, thin. Imagine that you have no limitations. Imagine that you have all the time and all the money and all the friends and all the contacts and all the education, all the experience, and that you could be or have or do anything you want in life. If you could, what would it be? If your life were perfect in 5 years, what would it look like? How much would you be earning? How much would you be worth? What kind of a family life would you have? What kind of health would you have? What kind of car would you be driving? What would your life be like if you could wave a magic wand and make it perfect in every way?
We live in an external world. Everything is you gotta see it, touch it, it's external. If you can for the rest of your life live inside of yourself, you gotta take everything and throw it away. You have to believe in one thing, and that is yourself.
なんとなく生きてんじゃないですか。迷ってんじゃないですか。生き生きさい。簡単ですよ。過去のことを思っちゃダメだよ。なんであんなことしたんだろうって怒りに変わってくるから。未来のことも思っちゃダメ。大丈夫かな？ああ、不安になってくるでしょ。ならば、一生懸命、一つのところに命をかける。そうだ！今ここを生きていけば、みんな生き生きするぞ！
That number one, you got to change your mindset. He said, you don't get in life what you want, you get in life what you are.
400 trillion to one. When you understand that math, how can't you live your life? That's how rare it is to be a human being. And what are you waiting for? Like, you've been given this ridiculous triple miracle. Like, you're literally more likely to win the lotto 10 times in your life than actually have a life. So I ask you, my friends, with this one life, you're gonna sit on your couch and dwell? You're gonna be upset about some shortcoming? You're gonna be upset about that thing that happened last week that you up? I'm asking you, I'm promising you, please take this swing. Make this at bat. I am so tired of people stopping because their uncle critiqued them, or their mom made fun of them along the way, or their girlfriend doesn't think that they can do it. You've got one at bat, 400 trillion to one. Please do something about it. We are living through the greatest era to be alive ever. Yes, there's stuff. I got news for you. There's always stuff. But when you take control of your at-bat, when you put it all on yourself, when it's your fault and your wins, when you own it, that's when it starts happening.
If your life was a movie, and it started, anyone can do it. We live in unique times. We live in one of the rarest times in human history where you can choose almost all the input that comes your way. Whether it's the movies that you watch, the books you read, the podcasts you listen to, you can choose to be inspired.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way.
Dedication. Hard work. Dedication. Hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still come on top. I got God on my side.
I love what you talked about. When you ran the marathon, you realized how much you were leaving on the table. Because that is, I think the unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is.
It will be more difficult. It will require more effort on your part. But you know what I can tell you about that? When you do the hard things, you will have a happy and easy life. But if you constantly choose to take the path of easy and negotiate and compromise, you will have a hard life.
If you're too scared to show up and you sit back at home, wondering what if and everything else, no one in hell is gonna call you on that opportunity because you weren't present. The winners always show up. They're willing to lose in order to gain. This body, as great as you are, as sharp as you make the arsenal, it can't do anything if you don't have confidence in yourself. We all fall down in life. The question is, who gets back up?
People want the flame, but they don't want to touch the fire.
You have to want it. You have to want to be better. And it starts off with you have to have pride in yourself.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put into work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get shit done.
Failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail.
Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
A bird lands on the branch. Does the bird trust the branch or does it trust its wings? And the clue, I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
If you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you haven't done shit.
My decision was to be the best person I could. And I basically, a lot of mornings I wake up and say, feelings. And that doesn't mean like, you know, don't take it literally, feelings. But sometimes you have to go beyond what you're feeling. And my knees were, but guess what? I wanted to run.
There's 10,000 times more going on inside the head of a man than you have any idea. He's carrying burdens that you don't have a clue about, and he don't know how to express them, and he don't know what to do about it, and he figures if he puts it out there and communicates it, he's just going to be shot down, called a fool, called weak, so he carries it inside, and you have no clue the burdens and the hell that most men are carrying inside and not even showing you. I wish more women understood that.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
But guess what happens? That alarm clock goes off at 4 a.m. to train. I don't want to be a SEAL today. I don't want to be whatever today. I'll start tomorrow. And that's the usual pattern of people's lives. Until you really want to do something, you're always going to be a talker.
You won't find confidence in yourself if you're so busy trying to figure out what everybody around you thinks you ought to be and then match that, because you're not going to make people around you happy.
I'd like to let you in on a very important secret I learned when I was about your age, boy. You see,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world. Again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Power. Real power doesn't come to those who are born strongest or fastest or smartest. No, it comes to those who will do anything to achieve it.
I became the most obsessed person on the planet Earth. I had to invent a guy that didn't exist. I had to invent a guy that can take any pain, any suffering, any kind of judgment. I had to build this callous mind, and I built it through suffering.
You keep going to the next level. You suck at the next level.
You're not doing anything at the next level. So here's what that example is. Here's a human being. They've reached here. They're beating most people. They think they've reached it. They have no idea that there's that level there because there's fear. People that tell you, oh my gosh, you're so amazing. You're so this, you're so great. Wow, Patrick. Wow, Johnny. Wow, Steve. Wow, Bobby. Boom. You believe it, but you're not there yet because you haven't reached your capacity yet.
The only true test of intelligence is if you get what you want out of life. And there are two parts to that. One is getting what you want, so you know how to get it. And the second is wanting the right things, knowing what to want in the first place.
There is no life hack to grow that thing. How do you grow it? Do it and do it and do it and do it. That's the hack.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life. Sequences and numbers.
Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying. Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage.
We all know what's right and wrong and set in stone. We all know when we're relaxed, exactly the person we want to become. The question is, do we believe we can become it? Without that belief, every journey will run into a debate. A debate is when pain starts to fill the body. You weigh the temporary pain versus a lifetime of pride. What are you gonna do? How bad do you want it? There's two options. Continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. But it's dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
From that day forward, I made a promise that I will give it everything I got. I'm ready to die for what I have to have to succeed. I have to give it everything I got. That way I'm a winner no matter what.
More, there's many reasons. You are one decision, one relationship, one thought, one emotion, one meeting away from a completely different life. And unless you believe, first off, I'm right about that. It's true. But unless you believe that, and then you program your reticular activating system in your brain to find those things, you will never have them happen to you. But if you begin to believe, I'm one meeting away from a different life, I'm one decision away, I'm one podcast away, I'm hearing one guy in the United States away from changing my life forever.
It's grind season, homie. It's not about today. It's about the future. You do the work now. Do the work now. And all of the shit that you could ever want to do for your family, your kids, your loved ones, it's all going to be on a whole nother stratosphere.
I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days.
a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or the first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were just, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is, know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that. But the biggest key to success in anything you do is you got to have an unlimited supply of fucking fuck you. This drive and passion. And it may come from nothing. Like for me, there was no passion, no drive, no nothing. But I had this fire that I'm going to be somebody.
Everybody just wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to sit in the car. I don't want to go outside. It's cold. I don't want to do this. It's hot. Like, you've got to do things that you don't want to do because you show your body that your mind is the boss. Your mind is telling your body what to do, and then you have control.
You know, there comes a day, man. Everyone's going to have this day. There comes a day where being average, being mediocre is just sickening to you. It's just sickening. It makes you want to throw up because you've seen people with far less talent than you. As you're growing up with them, their childhood buddies, whatever else, they didn't have what you had. Yet now they're fucking to become something that you haven't. There comes that day. It's either when you're young, you know, and it strikes you on the baseball field because you're sick of striking out. Or it's when you get fired from your fifth job, you know, and your wife and kids are on your ass because you don't know how to support them anymore. There comes a fucking day where push comes to shove. Where being mediocre, being like average and shit just fucking burns. It sucks so much. You can't deal with it one more day. And you get off your fucking ass. And you create something that's always been there. It's always been inside of you trying to come out. But you've never wanted to unwrap it because it's too much fucking pain and commitment. You were scared you're going to fail. You were scared if you started, you never finish it. You didn't want to tell anyone about it. You knew it was there, but you never wanted to embark on it. Until something fucking hits. You get fired or somebody else gets success to remind you of what you could have been. And then that fucking spark is born. And no matter what happens, I'm never going to be in this boat again. And you get up and you go, even if it gets knocked down, you just keep going, keep going. You're a wild man. And life has never been so sweet. That can happen at an early age. It can happen at a later age. It's going to happen to somebody every, you know, no matter what, it's going to happen to you. And when it does happen to you, thank you, lucky stars, that finally you're alive. It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it.
Beginnings are often easier, but think of all that you have accomplished along your journey.
Reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
Well, where do you go to? You wake up in the morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch.
That's
your
it.
Missus says stay in
that's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
That's
you've
it.
Got work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about?
We're all looking for this golden purpose. Is it this? Is it that? Is it making money? Is it my family? Mother purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't? Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation.
You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't fucking do it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.